can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Yes, we do. Good morning. It is 8:09. I'm Larry Long. It's 34 out there now. Not a bad day. Welcome to Birdwatch, sponsored by Widell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center, with the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. And now, your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Lair. How you doing?
Real good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to start with the good news.
All right.
And then we'll do the trivia question.
Okay.
The good news is hummingbirds are winging their way back to our part of the
Yay.
World. Numerous sightings going back into... Well, as early as the 20th of February, and I have never seen that early of a report of birds coming across the Gulf. But since the 20th of February, the progress now is, probably a third of the way up through Louisiana, almost to the Mississippi border. The furthest north reports are well up into Georgia. So hummingbirds are on their way back to this part of the world. I like it for two reasons. One, I really like hummingbirds, but it is a sign of spring that you can see on a map. And you know spring has sprung where there are hummingbird reports. So spring is moving toward us, and you can watch it on a map if you want to. Go to hummingbirds, that's plural, hummingbirds.net. Now, the trivia question.
All right.
And this morning's question is an audio question. You'll have to identify a bird. And if you do so correctly, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available only at Widell's. And if you're the winner this morning, it's free. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take somebody with you when you go, your meal is half price. Both of those prizes are yours if you can tell us who that is. It is a commonly seen local bird. And you can get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn simply by identifying that bird. 382-4280-877. 382-4280 are the numbers to call. Some people apparently think they know who that is because we've got our lines lit up.
We sure do. And the first caller in today was Mary in Lawton. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Oh, just fine, Roger. I'm going to try the house wren.
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
All righty, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Not the house wren.
Nope, okay. It is not a house wren.
Okay. Well, let's try Linda in Lawrence here. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning. Is it a bluebird?
And we have a winner.
All right.
Yes.
Yay,
it was a common.
It is a bluebird. A commonly seen bird here in Michigan. And a warm, sunny day like we're going to have today is certainly going to trigger the urge for them to check out nest boxes.
They've been doing it all week around here.
Oh, yeah. And if you have a nest box out there, if you haven't cleaned it out This is the time to do it because bluebirds find holes to be irresistible this time of year. Anywhere they see a hole, they really can't stop themselves from checking out to see if that's a place that they could raise a family. And they won't start breeding this early, but if you have nest boxes that are out, this is the time to have them cleaned out. Hold on, Linda. We're going to send you back to our buddy Matt. We'll wake him up because he's working on about 20 minutes of sleep last night. But we're going to send you back to him. He'll need some information, and then dinner for you is on us.
All right. Thanks, Roger.
You betcha. Wild birds prefer the superior quality birdseed that you'll always find at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. Waddell's carries 16 different varieties of the freshest birdseed, and because of the large volume they buy, you get the best prices and the freshest seed. Attract a wide variety of beautiful birds with black oil sunflower. On sale this week, just $12.88 for a 25-pound bag and only $21.88 for a 50-pound bag. Don't forget to pick up some of Waddell's famous No Hulls, No Waste blend or Roger Taylor's exclusive blends. They have many individual seeds that you can mix to make your own custom bird feed blend. Most of Waddell's bird seed varieties are available in 25 and 50-pound bags, as well as sold in bulk, so you can get just the perfect amount. You can also take advantage of Waddell's Wild Bird Frequent Buyer Program. Buy any 9 bags of mixed wild bird feed, and you get your 10th bag free. Isn't free a nice word, Larry?
Always, yes. Yeah.
You like that word, free. Do you need a new bird feeder? Well, Waddell's has over 100 varieties. Waddell's has been the Kalamazoo area's bird feeding headquarters for 66 years. They're located on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th. Seafood lovers, Fish Fest is going on through the end of March at the River Lake Inn. Enjoy the freshest fish and seafood, including not one but 2 6-ounce Maine lobster tails for just $32.95, and it includes a potato and their fabulous salad bar. And daily during Fish Fest, the River Lake Inn will feature your choice of 4 or more selections of the best fish and seafood on the market, including Canadian walleye, yellow lake perch, Mississippi catfish, fresh Jail Island salmon, Great Lakes whitefish, Atlantic Blue Point oysters, and fresh scallops, jumbo Gulf shrimp, New Zealand orange ruffy, Idaho rainbow trout, and Alaskan snow crab, just to mention a few. And the River Lake Inn will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day from Friday, March 15th through Sunday, March 17th. Stop out for a generous portion of homemade corned beef and cabbage with boiled potatoes and carrots. It's only $15.95 in person, including their salad bar. And be sure to call now to make your reservation for their fabulous Easter Sunday buffet. For details and directions, visit riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
Now, these hummingbirds, if they go real far south, Central America and
yeah.
all that, is that really all that too early to come up here? Because
no,
it's still going to be warm where they are. I mean, how far do they travel in a day?
About 200 miles at a clip.
That's a good day.
And but they will find a food source mm-hmm. and settle down for 3 or 4 or 5 days
okay.
and bulk up before they make the next leap.
Okay.
And one of the best ways to know when to put out your feeder is to wait for hummingbird sightings in Indiana and Ohio, about even with Indianapolis and Columbus, mm-hmm. because at that point, they are a one-day migration from here. And so when you start seeing reports in the middle part of Indiana, then get your feeder out.
Okay.
Because the first warm day with a southerly breeze, and they'll make the next leg of their migration and be in our part of the world. But the reason they can come as far north as early as they do is because of yellow-bellied sapsuckers. Sapsuckers really? Make holes in trees that they can get tree sap from. Uh-huh. And tree sap is a replacement for nectar from flowers. And so even if they get ahead of spring, and in Michigan, the earliest recorded sighting is March 28th, and they can survive the lack of blooming flowers by using tree sap.
Okay.
To get their nectar or a substitute for nectar.
And they're only about as far as North Georgia now, so.
No, they're in South Georgia.
They've got a ways.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they'll be here in early April.
Okay.
This year, the earliest sighting I've ever seen recorded on the migration map was the 20th of February. I've never seen a hummingbird recorded that early before.
Maybe they know it's going to be an early spring. That, keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, from your lips to God's ear.
Yes.
It may, and I say may, be a sign of climate change in that the hummers are realizing that the weather is warmer. But it may be as simple as somebody put out a feeder and learned about this website, and they just reported the sighting this year. And maybe this person down in South Louisiana, way south of New Orleans, they may have had hummingbirds on the 20th of February forever. And so we really don't know what sighting makes. They'll get here, and it's only the males that are coming north this early.
Mm.
The females are several weeks behind the males.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All birds that migrate either migrate together. Geese would be an example of the boys and girls all migrating at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But if birds don't migrate at the same time, it's always the males that go first, because males are expendable. The females are the future of the species. And because
there's women that would tell you that too.
And because they don't have long-term relationships, when a female has declared her territory and built her nest, and she's ready to lay eggs, she goes out and finds herself a boy. And so if there is some attenuation of the male numbers, it really doesn't hurt reproduction, because there'll be one male with a big grin on his beak who has encountered a number of females, and the species will continue.
Yes, that would put a grin on my beak.
Yes.
Let's go back to the phones, Rog. We have this Grandpa John on the line.
Good morning. John.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Quite well.
Good.
Except for the fish.
What's going on with the fish?
They do not care how nice it is.
Ah, they're not ready for spring, huh?
Well, all the years of expertise you throw out the window when they're just like the female of the species. When they say no, it's no.
Yeah, and they mean it. And they mean it. What you seen bird-wise, though?
Well, I had a wonderful day Wednesday. Mother and I took a ride to Western Allegan County. Our annual early spring migratory tour.
Yes. And what did you see?
Coming home, there just east of Douglas, the Ottawa Marsh. We hit it perhaps about 4:30, quarter to 5. And for some reason, there was a great group of sandhills that were coming up the coast.
Really?
I saw, I figure about 7 groups of at least 35 or 40.
Wow.
That all came in and lit out there in the marsh.
Wow.
It was an experience.
Yeah, yeah.
You got time for a question?
Sure.
Was there any other sightings, or have you got any idea where the sightings of the cooping cranes might have ended up?
No, I haven't heard anything more. A friend of mine who used to work with me when I had the store on the west side works at CalSec right across the street from the station, and he saw them overhead here, and then there were some reports from up your way.
Yeah, I called. I did. It was not a personal one, but my neighbors called me, and there are 3 great huge white birds circling overhead, and we don't know what they are. And then when I heard you talk about that, bang, it hit me. That's got to be what they were.
Yeah, yeah. But since those 2 reports, I haven't heard a thing.
Okay.
I don't think that means anything has happened to them. They may just be hanging out in places where it's not easy for people to see them right now.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to see them, 3 different times when they stayed here. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a privilege.
Yes, yes it is.
Well, thank you for your time.
You bet.
Let somebody else.
Okay, have a good day, John.
Thank you, sir.
That was John from Hope Center. I've got to one day figure out exactly where Hope Center is. But, we're starting the spring migration. John mentioned seeing large numbers of sandhills moving around in the area. There are many reports of sandhills being here all winter, but the groups as large as John was reporting seeing, those are clearly migrating large extended family units traveling back north, and this is the time we would expect to see that. Here in the near future, we will be losing our juncos. I'm seeing fewer juncos at my feeding station now than I did during the winter. And an interesting bit of trivia on juncos. Recently, the last 10 years or so, research has shown that juncos segregate by sex, and the males in general stay further north than do the females. And then within the bands of the 2 sexes, the younger birds stay to the north. The older birds go to the southern part of that range. And so what that means is all of the birds that you're seeing at your feeder are likely about the same age and are likely the same sex. And that's why juncos get so feisty this time of year, is the hormones are already starting to run. They're already offended by other of their sex in their territory. And that's why this time of year, the few juncos that are left spend a lot of time chasing each other through your backyard. And but they're on their way north, and soon we'll begin to see some of the earliest white-crowned and white-throated sparrows moving north. Spring is on its way, and hummingbirds are an easy way to see where spring is. But you can see spring in the behavior of a lot of birds. That's going to do it for Birdwatch this week. Tune in next week, same place, same time, and we'll talk about birds. Have yourself a good weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Raj. Thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Tune in each Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and then we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590-965-WKZO. Birds.